President Kennedy was killed for a reason. The reason was he was trying to end the Cold War, and he was trying to keep us out of Vietnam, and he was trying to defuse the situation around Cuba, which was the most, you know, volatile area in the globe at that point. And we almost had a nuclear war over Cuba, as you well
right.
know. And
yeah.
so I think what John Kennedy did was heroic, because he saved the country, he pulled the country back from the nuclear precipice. And in a heroic way, he was trying to end the Cold War. His famous speech, his so-called peace speech at American University in June of 1962, every American should read. Robert McNamara told me that, who, of course, went down history as a hawk himself, Kennedy's Secretary of Defense and LBJ's
right.
Secretary of Defense. It's a beautiful speech that suggests that we actually have a common humanity, even with our enemies at the time, of course, the Soviet Union. And daring to say that we all, you know, breathe the same air, that we all love our
right.
children, and we all are human beings. So imagine a president even today saying that about Al-Qaeda and about the Taliban. And, you know, I think they killed him for that. He was off the reservation. The national security apparatus in this country thought that President Kennedy was putting the country at risk by daring to end the Cold War. And, of course, there were a lot of people making lots of money, too, off that Cold War. And they didn't want him to screw with that. So he was killed. Bobby Kennedy believed that. I document in the book, Brothers, how Bobby Kennedy immediately came to that conclusion on the afternoon of November 22nd,
yeah.
1963, and he flew into action.
Yeah, it's a powerful piece. I love that.
He confronted the CIA. He confronted the
yeah.
generals. He said, "Did you kill my brother?" I mean, that's immediately where Bobby Kennedy's mind went. And he had investigators combing the country. He knew who Jack Ruby was immediately after Jack Ruby kills Oswald. He knew that Jack Ruby was an errand boy for the mob. The mob was involved in this. They'd been working with the CIA very closely to kill Castro, among other things. Intelligence agencies often use under, you know, organized crime elements to carry out their dirtier work. So that's how this went down. It's a sleazy, terrible story that Americans should know about. Not enough people do know about it. Now there's been so much disinformation and so much concerted effort to confuse American people, and that's what's going on in Hollywood now, by the way. There's some terrible projects underway there. We've been trying to get Brothers made into a movie or a miniseries on TV. Lionsgate optioned it, and it's been a long and winding path. Vincent Bugliosi's rival book is being made by Tom Hanks into an HBO special. Vincent Bugliosi has his head up, you know what? I mean, he doesn't know what he's talking about on this subject. He might have been a good prosecutor of Charlie Manson, but he certainly doesn't know what really happened in Dallas. And so, again, American people are going to be very confused. There's a big window opening up where the 50th anniversary of the Kennedy presidency is coming up and his assassination, and we're going to be flooded with half-assed and deceptive stories about the Kennedy presidency and its legacy, and it's another tragedy.
Well, your book is very well sourced, and I think there are so many powerful revelations in the book, yet where would you say, what would you say to the critics who just call this revisionist history, that you yourself are off the reservation with this, what some people question is it really a historical account?
I plead guilty into being revisionist, because what I'm revising is an official history, which is just a pack of lies. The Warren Report, the official history, the official version of this, that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone, is laughably, false. And most of the world, of course, you know, even at the time, you should have read the European press coverage of this. They're all going, this is ridiculous. This guy, so-called, you know, gets off these three shots, lucky shots, and kills the president, and then himself is immediately snuffed out like an old gangster movie by a gangster type. Mm-hmm. And we're supposed to believe that this is like, you know, just a lone nut doing this. It's absurd. And, you know, no one believed it. In fact, what my book documents is the power elite in this country didn't believe it. LBJ himself didn't believe it. Key members of the Warren Commission didn't believe it. Bobby Kennedy didn't believe it. The Kennedy family didn't believe it. So, you know, again, it's like we're treated like children in this country, and the media, are to blame. They treat us like children. They won't tell the full story. The authorities tell the media, oh, no, you can't tell them this. Now the latest with WikiLeaks, no, this will disturb people. This will, this will shake things up. We don't want the truth to come out, And the media collude with this. They go along with the powers, and they treat us all like children. Well, it's time we wake up in this country. And the Kennedy story and the story of his assassination is as good a place as any for us to start waking up.
Yep, and I think that's obviously a theme for your new series too. So we'll get to that coming up, I promise. But before we do, take us back to that scene in Brothers. It's toward the front of the book where Bobby Kennedy calls for a face-to-face, right, with a guy from the CIA. Who is it that he says, look me in the eye and tell me?
That's right, with John McCone, who was director of the CIA.
Tell that story, if you will. I think that's a really powerful story that you verified, you know, happened.
That's right. Well, of course, they had fired Alan Dulles, who was the legendary spy master who created the CIA, essentially. He went back to OSS days during World War II, and Alan Dulles was basically operating his own government, and he tried to pull the wool over the Kennedys' eyes on the Bay of Pigs. He lied to them, he sandbagged them, and they were so furious about that, and it was a complete disaster, that failed invasion of Cuba, that Jack Kennedy immediately fired Dulles and replaced him with a guy named John McCone. You know, Dulles is a very important figure in American history. And, of course, he comes back. How does he come back? Here's the guy who was fired by, Kennedy, Jack Kennedy. And he comes back as basically the major figure, the real mover and shaker on the Warren Commission, who's looking into the Kennedy assassination. I mean, it's just all too pat. It's strange.
Right. Anyway. Before he gets an airport named after him.
Exactly.
I've never quite understood that. But
so McCone, right, is the replacement for Dulles. He's... frankly, over his head. He's not a spy. He doesn't have the same OSS roots as all the other major CIA figures. He's a businessman. He's a Republican businessman who they bring in. And I think they were thinking, well, let's bring in some fresh blood here. We don't want to hire someone from the same old circles, intelligence circles, and I can understand maybe the rationale there. But in effect, John McCone doesn't know what's happening. And the real guy who's operating things is the number two guy, Richard Helms, who's, I think, another very, sinister figure in American politics. And they're not telling him everything. They're not telling him about the collusion with the mafia. They're not telling him about the assassination efforts aimed at foreign figures. You know, John McCone is kept in the dark. So Bobby Kennedy goes to the wrong person, but he does at least try to figure out and confront John McCone that very day with what he knows about the assassination of the president. And he confronts him. He brings him to his home in Hickory Hill, the Hickory Hill estate in Northern Virginia. And he says to McCone, basically as one Catholic to another, because McCone, like Kennedy, is a devout Catholic. And he says, tell me straight, did your organization kill the president? And McCone, answers honestly in his mind, but he doesn't have all the information. And he says no. But, of course, he wasn't the right one to be asking that question of.